Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Stewart. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has paid tribute to the victims of the Bondi Junction stabbing attack, saying Australia is a nation in mourning. The Prime Minister highlighted what he called extraordinary acts of heroism, including the actions of police officer Inspector Amy Scott, who shot the attacker, and commended the bravery of a man who held a bollard at the top of an escalator to prevent the man from getting past. Mr. Albanese says going shopping on a Saturday afternoon should be without risk.
But the innocent people who were lost their lives, six people, others remained critically unwell. Four people were released from hospital overnight. There remain five in hospital, one critically injured. And our hearts go out to the family and friends of those who've lost their lives. I've spoken to family members yesterday, and they're doing it tough.
Six people were killed after Queensland man Joel Couchy went on a stabbing rampage at Westfield Shopping Centre. Five of the six victims have been named. Flags across Australia are to be flown at half-mast today to honour the victims. The sails of the Sydney Opera House will also be lit with a black ribbon from 6pm this evening as floral tributes are being laid throughout Sydney's eastern suburbs. Mr. Albanese also stressed the importance of getting mental health support if needed and urged people to reach out to the appropriate channels. If you or someone you know needs support, call Beyond Blue on 1300 224 636 or Lifeline on 131114. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has joined world leaders in condemning Iran's attack on Israel. Overnight, Iran launched hundreds of bomb-carrying drones and missiles towards Israel in what is thought to be a response to an attack on Iran's embassy compound in Syria earlier this month. 12 people were killed on April the 1st, including two senior generals, which Iran has blamed on Israel. Israel has not claimed responsibility for that attack. The country's President Isaac Herzog has said while they are not seeking a war with Iran, they do consider Iran's attack a declaration of war and will take the necessary steps to defend their people. Mr. Albanese yesterday issued a statement condemning the attack on Israel, with the G7 leaders issuing a similar statement. The Prime Minister told the ABC this escalation is a serious threat to the entire region.
Not just of Israel, but of the entire region. It risks greater instability and devastation across the Middle East. We continue to support regional security, including that of Israel. We want to see there be less conflict, not more. Mm. And this adds to an incredible risk here.
The federal government has also updated its travel advice for Australians in Israel. Australian citizens are being urged not to travel outside Greater Tel Aviv, Jerusalem and Ramallah and to follow the advice of local authorities. Consumer groups, unions and produce suppliers are voicing their concerns regarding supermarket giants in the Senate today. As the cost of living soars and grocery prices appear to surge alongside supermarket profits, various parties are using their appearances before a Senate inquiry into supermarket prices to share their concerns. The Australian Food and Grocery Council, which represents the food, beverage and grocery manufacturing sector, is one such group. Though the entry of global giants Costco and Aldi have improved prices for some consumers, its submission says Coles and Woolworths have delivered competitive prices to consumers by stringently managing their purchasing costs from suppliers. Alan Fells is a professor at the University of Melbourne. He is calling for more transparency in what supermarkets do with their gross profits.
Yeah, I think we need a lot more transparency that's going on in this field. The public really needs to know what's happening.
That was SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Stewart.